Hi, it's Claire Dash here, and I'm talking about 10 faces of trauma. And today we're talking about perfectionism. This is something I've seen quite often in clients, particularly clients who are very anxious, but maybe it's more subtle in other people. There's a whole range of what perfectionism is out there, but basically it's a striving to do it better and better and better. And quite often we never actually finish the thing. So it's mixed in with procrastination, it's mixed in with self-doubt and self-sabotage. Perfectionism is when we're very focused on getting it right. And that getting it right is our perception of that. And we weren't born with this idea of having to get it right. You know, if you think of a little toddler, they're always experimenting, trying something new. They're working out things in different ways. They're not trying to get it right. They're not even thinking about it getting it right. They're just doing and being. So this idea of perfectionism has come from something that we've learned in response. And when it becomes such a thing that becomes perfectionism, that's dominating our lives and bringing anxiety and stress, it's likely it's come from trauma. And when we can look underneath that, is it fear of failure? Is it fear of being loved? Is it fear of being your true self? So when we can look underneath and see what's going on when we focus so much on perfectionism, we can begin to heal the root cause. So quite often people are perfectionistic, but they're keeping it underneath the radar. Nobody's really noticing why they can't finish that thing or why they do that thing, but in such a stressed and erratic way. But to them, it's about trying to get it right. So perfectionism is a striving to meet some standard that's been imposed on them by some trauma experience where it wasn't safe to be you being you. You had to meet someone else's expectation. And when we look at it like that, we can begin to unpack the things that are making us that anxious. So, how can we understand perfectionism? The best way to do is to start to notice it. Notice when you can't get it right, when you're putting so much pressure on yourself that you feel anxious, that sickness in the stomach. What are the physical symptoms that are telling you you're striving for perfection in a way that's making you feel unwell? Then start to notice what is the feeling inside. Is it fear? Is it rejection? Is it feeling something like disgust? These emotions that can be underneath are the ways that we can start to find the root cause of perfectionism and where it's come from trauma. So, say you've got a little child who gets told they can only color in within the lines. Now, I know I saw this with my children at school, that all their peers were told from their families in as they came into school at 5, 6 years old, when they color in, it must be within the lines. You can't color a horse and make it go all over the background. You know, there's these rules about making it perfect. And so in order to meet the peer group pressure, particularly little girls, they learn to color in the lines and they take them home and they go, "Look, I've colored in the lines." But as an art therapist, you know, I saw that. I wanted kids just to do whatever they wanted to do with the colors. And if the horse became the landscape and the landscape became the horse, it's quite okay just to do what you want to do and make it yours. So there's this pressure that comes from outside about getting it right. And then the need to keep proving that you're getting it right. And so the perfectionism becomes more and more and more pressure and more stress. And it can be in writing an essay for college. It can be getting a job done at work. It can be how you paint your fingernails. There can be all kinds of things that mean you have the experience that you're not getting it right. And when you don't get it right, what does that feel like? Does that mean that you have failed, that you're unlovable? Does that mean that you're in danger? Can you feel that gut feeling that takes you to that fight or flight response? Because that's the key that's going to help you see this as a trauma response. When you can unpack perfectionism to physical symptoms, then we can use that bottom-up approach that where our trauma is in a dysregulated body. And when we can face that, when we can go there, kindness and compassion, we can begin to unpack where that trauma came from that created so much pressure that we had to keep being perfect. So I hope that helps you begin to unpack where perfectionism comes from. It's not an easy path, and I really congratulate you for beginning to see it and feeling what's in your body. Start pausing, noticing, ah, there I am doing it again. Where is that in my body? Am I feeling pressure? Is there stress somewhere in my physical body? Start stepping outside of the brain into your body and then listening to that. And when we listen to that, or that feeling on my shoulders, or I always get this tension in my back. When we can listen to that, we can begin to have a dialogue with it. We can begin to trust that as information about something that happened in the past. That stress that you're feeling in your stomach, it's information that's telling you about something that you can begin to heal. And to compassionately go there with a gentle dialogue, with loving kindness. I really hope that helps you begin to see how perfectionism is one of the faces of trauma. Lots of love.